Blog Talk Radio.
This man in his honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
To him who sits on the throne
and unto the Lamb.
Hallelujah, glory to God. You've joined into the Wednesday.
the International Victory Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And we don't even care where you are. You may be in North America. You may be in South America. You may be in the islands. You may be in Europe, Asia, or Africa right now. I tell you that the presence of the Lord is here right now.
Hallelujah.
Again, you have tuned into the Wednesday International Service of the Potter's House Christian Prayer and Worship Center, Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, where the broken are made whole by God. Hallelujah. And this is your host, Bishop E.T. Byrd, along with Pastor Willie Mae Peaches Byrd. Hallelujah. We are on fire for the Lord. Glory to God. It's another opportunity. It's another responsibility that we have to minister to God's people and those that will be God's people once they submit themselves to the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Oh, we bless the name of the Lord today. All power and glory and honor belong to him today. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We just thank God for all of you that tuned in again. Hallelujah. We thank you for those who have subscribed to telling somebody, at least one person a day, that you love them and God loves them too. We thank God for you. We appreciate you doing that because you may be saving somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. We thank God for you tonight. And I tell you, we just don't know what to do today. We're just going to leave it in the hands of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I tell you, he's been so good to us. He woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. And we're getting set. I mean, we're getting ready to go into the Thanksgiving our season. Well, Thanksgiving is all year long, but specifically the National Thanksgiving holiday is coming up next week. And then, of course, Christmas is coming, and, of course, Holiday Watch Night Service, and we will have a live Watch Night Service. That's right, from 10 to 12:30 in the a.m., 10 p.m. on December 31st to 12:30 a.m. on New Year's Day. We're going to have a time in the Lord, and from what I hear, there may be some refreshments after the service. So we thank God for all of that. We thank God for blessing us and just opening up his way and his will to us. And we thank God for the ministry. Actually, hallelujah, we thank God for God setting us up to feed over 100 people. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. When we count everybody up, the families that are going to be blessed, glory to God, it's numbering over 100 people that we be ministering to in our Thanksgiving giveaway. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for that. We praise God for the opportunity to minister to the people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Pastor Peaches, before we go any further, I'd like for you, if you would step in and give the housekeeping suggestions, if you would.
Hallelujah. Get your Bibles. Ooh, your composition notebooks.
Hallelujah.
Your pens. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to write with.
Hallelujah.
Get your communion element. Hallelujah. What you going to take for communion, what you going to use, your crackers, bread, toast, or when it comes to your drink, the blood of Christ, you whatever you want to use, your juice, your water, milk, whatever you want to use, get them all together. Make sure you have something good to write with, just in case you want to write down the scriptures. Not a boatload of them tonight, but you got a few scriptures to write down. And you may want to take some notes down about each one of the scriptures.
Hallelujah.
Be able to refer back to them after we go off the air.
Hallelujah.
And whatever the Lord may even drop in your spirit when you are in the scriptures, God may drop something in your spirit that you don't want to miss. You don't want to forget. So that's why you need something reliable to write with. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. And you out there, I want you to get ready. We're going to place names into the atmosphere. You know how we do. Because, see, we start not, we want folk blessed. We want folk delivered. We want to hear about the miracles and the miraculous touch of God. Hallelujah. Because his word is rich and his word is full and his word is truth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So glory to God. Get yourself ready to think about those that you know that are going through stuff right now that need a divine intervention, because we're going to send the praises up. And you know what happens when the praises go up, Pastor Peaches?
Blessings come down.
Hallelujah. And we're going to place people in the atmosphere of blessings to receive those blessings. And in fact, hallelujah, I think I'm ready to start it right now. Hallelujah.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here.
Oh,
presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here.
Anybody
here tonight? Spirit of the Lord is here.
Melinda Blackwell.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Sterling and Reggie and Barry and David and Scooter and Alan. And Donya and Tiffany,
the power of
bless the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Jerry Cleveland. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Rakim. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Tiffany.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Danielle. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Michelle Curtis. Dominique Jones.
Hallelujah. Yes. Another Danielle. Dominique. Another Dominique.
Thank you, God.
Justin. Hallelujah. Regina Brooks. Joyce Duke. Tavon, Maurice, another Tavon, Trayvon, hallelujah, Jeffrey, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Cameron,
hallelujah,
another David, hallelujah, Apostle Justin Harper, First Lady Sharon Harper, Dr. Sharon Harper, hallelujah. Minister James, hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Pastor Don Street, hallelujah. Praise God, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Letta Hester, hallelujah, Donald Carter.
Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Mary Crenshaw.
Hallelujah. Dale Carter.
Johnson. Bertie Johnson.
Donald Carter.
Lorena Johnson. Hallelujah.
Pamela.
Carol.
Another Pamela.
Hallelujah.
Another Pamela.
Thank you.
Tanya. Another Tanya. Christopher Massey. Christopher Bird.
Governor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Ariana. Nicholas.
Yeah, Mayor, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Another Dominique. Another Reggie, hallelujah. Bianca, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. Pastor Maxine Lee, Pastor Theodis Lee.
Yes, in the name of Jesus.
Nicole.
Hallelujah.
Bill.
Kathleen Austin.
Jones.
Pastor Amante.
And Dale.
Yes.
Dr. Lester, hallelujah.
Yes.
Denise Brown.
Glorious Ash.
Kiki Brown. David Brown.
Adam. Hallelujah, Miss Lisa.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Sarah Bennett.
Hallelujah.
Stern Bostic, hallelujah.
Archbishop Marcia Abrams.
The Boots
of Carrie Robinson.
Crystal Branch.
Chief
right.
Apostle.
Richard.
Mary Osborne. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Denise Brown. Stern Bowie.
Apostle Dustin Harper.
Harry Birch.
Apostle Dwight Smith.
Tim Buck.
Linda Smith.
Lisa Bird.
Hallelujah. Cassandra Orange.
Avon.
Brother Larry Thomas Orange. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Candace.
Brother Larry Orange.
Renola Carr. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Sister Gloria.
Miss Shay.
Sister Sheila from Jessup.
Anita Church.
Hallelujah. Julie and Anna and Ava and Kitty and Little Kitty and Stephanie and Little Stephanie. Faith Desiree and Dominique. All the grandchildren, Victor, Joseph Powers, hallelujah, Carol King,
thank
Carol
you.
Powers King, Carolyn Powers, Doug and Teresa Wilson, hallelujah, glory to God. What else did I? Antonio,
hallelujah.
Angelo, glory to God. Another Christopher, hallelujah, glory to the boy. Another Christopher, CJ. Namani, hallelujah, glory to God.
Penny Ennals.
Helena, Nelly,
Ed.
Tiffany, hallelujah, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Tony and Timothy.
Miss Battle, hallelujah. Brenda Fulford.
Hallelujah.
Kathy Futak.
Brenda Brown, Dr. Brenda Brown, hallelujah.
Drug over, Brad.
Dr. Carol, Karen Trent Mims, hallelujah, glory to God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Another Sheila.
Randolph Green.
Hallelujah.
Tony Green.
Shirley. Maurice. Michelle. James Kelly.
Stephanie Harding.
Hallelujah. Michelle.
Coleman. Angie Harris.
Hallelujah. Bishop.
Mother Harris.
Arthur Ash. Hallelujah.
Lisa Herrera.
Glory to God.
Mr.
Waters.
Mr. Nunez.
Mr. Warren.
Thank you, Jesus.
Little Mitch.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Victor. Hallelujah.
James
Earl, another Earl.
Esther Jones.
Another Earl. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
Kelly.
Hallelujah. Thomas.
Yes.
Another Thomas. Tom. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
That man.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Merry Christmas. Desiree, hallelujah.
David.
Hallelujah.
David Milani. Mr. Lee Moffitt. Tony and Valerie Montone.
Leslie Govar.
Linda Moore.
Steve Govar. Steve.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Jason.
Hallelujah. William A.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Anthony
Jason from Houston.
Hallelujah.
Paige Trammell. Glenda Blanchard. Hallelujah. Holden Ransom. Hallelujah. Margaret Pearson.
Hallelujah.
Margaret Brown. Maisha Warfare. The Warfare.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Diana Shipley.
Maisha Warsaw.
Hallelujah.
Hey, Warsaw. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Henry Hadley. Mary Hadley. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Calvin Hadley, J.R.
Hallelujah.
Mara, Mona, and Kia. Hallelujah.
Maisha Walsall. Hallelujah. Miss Karen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
That's the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Lewis Wright. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Viola. Pastor Viola Wright. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Tiffany. Hallelujah. Talitha. Joseph Atkins. Raymond Banks. Hallelujah. Rachel, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Another Reggie. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Another Dominique. Hallelujah. Another Nicholas. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nicholas Thomas. Hallelujah. Benjamin Thomas. Freddie Douglas. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Arnold Henry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. The presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. The tangible manifestations of the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you put somebody's name up in the atmosphere? Come on now. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Berukashem Adonai. Hallelujah. I want y'all to know this. I want you to remember this. Glory to God. That the heart of God is the Father. Hallelujah. The face of God is the Son. The voice of God is the Holy Spirit. And the hands of God is the church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to the Father.
And to the Son and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, it's now and ever shall be. World without end. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for all of you that take time to mention somebody else's name to be blessed. You know, it was a song, a quartet song. Somebody prayed for me.
Oh, yes.
They had me on their mind. They took a little time to pray for me. I'm so glad they prayed. I'm so glad they prayed for me. And see, somebody's going to testify because of your prayer for them.
Mm-hmm.
They're glad that you did what you did. Hallelujah.
They did.
And now the next selection is going to be keyed up right now. And after that next selection, we'll have none other than the awesome, the amazing, the talented, the blessed Pastor Willie Mae Peachesbury. And she's going to be dealing with the Children's Corner. Hallelujah.
Hello, 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 young people. Hallelujah. What day is it?
It's half day.
What day is it?
Half day.
Hallelujah. It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
It's Wednesday.
It's hump day. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Halfway through the week. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God. Hallelujah. Ooh, excuse me for bringing us through the week. Hallelujah. Some of us are already tired, ready for bedtime, ready for a nap.
Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Thank God for bringing us through this day up to this point in time to be able to share the word of God, be able to encourage. That's what we have to do, and that's what's needed, to encourage one another.
Yes.
And I want to encourage the young people. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want to read something to the young people tonight and let them know that no matter what, hallelujah, hallelujah, God has you in mind, and God wants the best for you, hallelujah. For the thoughts that he thinks towards you are good, hallelujah, not evil, hallelujah. Jeremiah 29:11. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, let me see if I can turn to the hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, thank you, Lord.
Had that in mind to say, but it just came out 29. Hallelujah. We know what all of our parents know what they think about what they want their child to be and to turn out to be. And it says, let me see, Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
"Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you." Hallelujah. And this is not the King James Version. I always use the King James. This is the New International Version. Hallelujah. I want to just read something to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You just imagine this. Okay, it's called True Success. Hallelujah. And young people today, y'all have so much to deal with and so much to contend with and so much as y'all are trying to figure out. Your minds are always going and always people are just, you're being stressed out on every side, you know. But we're going to cast our cares over the Lord because we know God cares for us.
Yeah.
This is entitled True Success. "I inclined on my hospital bed with my two-day-old daughter cuddled on my chest. As she slept, I caressed her tiny fingers and wondered how she would use them as she grew up. Would they tap formulas and technical data into a now unimagined computer? Would they intricately stitch wounded human tissue or perhaps sculpt or paint using vibrant textures and colors? Although I randomly pictured professions at which she might excel, I focused my prayers then as I focus them now, not on what she might be, but on who she could be. I know that one day, probably before she puts away her dolls and crayons, she'll learn that some people measure excellence and success solely on the bottom line, the money they take home. Some put their hope in wealth, 1 Timothy 6:17, and build their lives to accommodate its pursuit. I trust that by that time we'll have taught her to value many things above money. Scripture teaches not that riches themselves are evil, but that the value we place on them can lead to our undoing. 6:9 says, people who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. On the other hand, godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. The Apostle Paul's charge to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 6:11-16 is to flee from the pursuit of riches and instead pursue godliness. Paul further instructs Timothy to command those who are rich to put their hope in God. Command them to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. 1 Timothy 6:17-18. Hallelujah. When my daughter reached elementary school and her teachers asked what she wants to be when she grows up, I expected that she would say a teacher, a firefighter, and perhaps a doctor among her choices. But my prayers will continue to be that no matter what profession she chooses, at the core she will truly succeed by being a righteous and godly woman.
Hallelujah.
Full of faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. Verse 11. Hallelujah. Young people, a lot of times your parents put pressure on you. Oh, what you gonna be? When you, they may ask you when you're younger, what you gonna be when you grow up? And then You may think one thing in elementary school, another thing in junior high school, another thing in senior high, and then your mind may change even after you go to college sometimes. And, you know, sometimes we may figure, oh, I don't know what I want to be. Oh, I'm just, and you toss and you turn and you, oh, and your mind just flips and flops and you think, oh, gosh, like what? And then your parents may put pressure on you, like, get a job, or why are you so indecisive, or why are you this, or why that? But, and you know what? And sometimes you may not even know. Sometimes you may just, oh, I want to do this, and I want to do that. And because God put so many gifts and talents in you, you may say, oh, wow, my dad, I don't know what I want to do. I don't. And you know what? And it's so good you're at an age where you can try, you can go to school. For one thing, you don't like that, and say, oh, no, that's not for me. You're able to go start another career, go into another class, or go into some more classes to see if you like that. Hallelujah. You know, but the word of God in Proverbs, this is a scripture my mother used to always put into our autograph books when we were growing up. When I was in junior high school, and also high school, we had autograph books, and they were books that you had your friends to sign their name and say something, you know, wish you well in it. You know, and my mother would always put the same scripture in it. And it was Proverbs 3:5-6. In the Lord with all of your heart, and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. And in the King James Version, it says that he will direct thy paths.
Okay?
And sometimes, you know, when we have all these thoughts in our mind, and sometimes our thoughts just may seem like spaghetti, you know, just all raveled up. We just don't know where we want to go and this and this and that. You know what? When we just cast our cares over on the Lord, when we don't lean to our own understanding, and we just get into the Word of God, and even when you, sometimes you can just lay on your bed and just cry out to the Lord, God, I need you to guide me. Because I don't know which way I want to go. Oh, Lord God, I'm thinking I want to go to the left. I want to go down this road. But, Lord, is that where you want me to go?
Uh-huh.
Lord, I want to be able to do this, this. I have a talent in that area. But, Lord, is that where you want me to go? Lord, I want to be able to be a designer of clothing. Lord, is that where you want me to go? Lord God, just drop in my spirit where you want me to go. We bind the spirit of fear and apprehension and anxieties and just care, Lord God, because you say I can cast my care over on you.
Hallelujah.
And you know what, young person? God will lead you. He will guide you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Hallelujah.
He said he'll be right there for you. All the time. He's not like a friend that he's not like a good weather friend. There, when everything's going good, then when you go to look for them, look like they done took when everybody disappears.
Oh yeah, witness protection.
Yeah, look like they in a witness protection.
That's right. That's
you looking for them and they gone. No, I thank God he's not like a fair weather friend. He is there no matter what. No matter what comes and goes, when we are indecisive, when our thoughts are, oh, just going around in a circle, when we just, oh, Lord, well, I just don't know which way to go. Lord, I want to go back to college. Oh, God, supply the money. Oh, Lord, is that where you want me to go? And don't you know, young people, you know, sometimes we just have to rest in the Lord. Just be encouraged. Be of good cheer. And God will give you the desires of your heart. And one day you may see something on television, or somebody may say something that put a spark in your heart and say, oh, wow, that's what I want to do. That's what I want to do. And you know what? And you go down that path. You go and register for those classes. You go and believe you me, God will make a way. Whichever direction you want to go, don't you know God already made a way? when it comes to finances, if you want to go back to school and you're afraid of the finances, God has already made a way. When you get there, and believe you me, I know what I'm talking about. It's happened to me more than one time. It's happened to me more than one time. Somebody saying, huh, take this card, take this credit card and go pay for your classes.
Wow.
Hey, here's the $1,200 to pay for your classes this semester. And I was only able to take one or two classes a semester. Hallelujah. And God took care of it every time, young people. God would do it. I was afraid of having to write papers. And I said, oh, God, I want to go back to school. But, Lord, I don't want to write them papers. Everybody go to school. They say they got all these papers to write. And don't you know college that I went to? They had a writing lab. There were professors in there that was just waiting for the children to come in to help them with their papers. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost will come right up beside you, right, and carry you. And the Lord showed me that. When I was in college, he was right there beside me. The miracles that he showed me.
Hallelujah.
The miracles. He always had somebody right there to help, to assist, to protect. God always protects me. Hallelujah. There is no place that you can go, want to go, young people, that God won't take you. Put your hand in his hand, or rather you keep your hand there. He will lead you. He will guide you. He will direct you. He will supply your every need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
And when somebody says, if it's a job that you want and you don't want to go to school, whatever, and somebody say, well, you got that job yet? Don't say, no, I ain't got no job yet. Just say, hey, in Christ Jesus, I got the job. I got the job. And they say, where is it? Hey, I haven't found out the location yet, but I got it. I received it in prayer, and that's what you do. When you pray, believe it in prayer. Say, oh, God, I take that. I take that job, Father. I thank you, God. And you're going to lead and guide me, Father, and it's going to be the best job for me. By faith. By faith. This is a faith journey. This is a faith walk.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Start your day out with the Lord, putting on your armor. I'll share with you, try and get up a little early in the morning, a few minutes earlier before you have to dress and bounce out the door, and just whisper a prayer to the Lord. Let God know you love him, and let him know that you're going to take him through your whole day. Watch him bless your socks off. Watch him bless you with everything you need during the day, all through the day. He's right there, and that's what he's waiting for you to do. He's right there. Hallelujah. You got angels. Hallelujah. Tell your angels to protect you from danger seen and unseen. Hallelujah. God is right there for you. Hallelujah. And he loves you. He loves you more than mom and dad, you know, any human could. Hallelujah. Be blessed of the Lord. See you on Sunday. Hallelujah. And think of all the things that you have to be thankful for in this Thanksgiving season. Praise the Lord, Bishop Byrd.
Did you know that the Apostle John had a glimpse of what praise is like in heaven? In the book of Revelation, he describes voices that sound like thunder and a mighty waterfall, like the crashing of the ocean surf on the shore. Let's join those voices right now. And even though we can't see them or hear them, will be part of heaven's mighty chorus.
Revelation 19, verse 1. After this, I heard what sounded like the roar of a great multitude in heaven shouting, Hallelujah! Salvation and glory and power belong to our God.
Revelation 19, verse 6. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roaring of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah, for our Lord God Almighty reigns.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God. Hallelujah, salvation and glory, glory and power belong to our God.
Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And again, hallelujah. Your word says examine yourselves. And we do just that. And we comprehend. We're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53, verse 5 says, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon you, and with your stripes we are healed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. 1 Peter 2:24 says, with your stripes we were healed. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. Revelations 1 and 5 says, you washed our sins with your own blood. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1 and 7, Colossians 1, 14, and Matthew 26, 28 says, we have redemption through your blood. It's through your blood that our sins are forgiven. So we comprehend, we're fully aware. We do understand what your body and blood has done for us. We rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now your words say that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We are taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke it out of your mouth, you shall perform it. And Isaiah, glory to God, 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish, it will prosper which it was sent. So we thank you for your word on today.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. On the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, hallelujah, he took the bread. Hallelujah. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and declared, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for our healing already. Hallelujah. Your word says in St. Luke 4:18, Isaiah 61, verses 1 through 3, that you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial healing. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside in. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles all over the world, oh God. We thank you, oh God. Hallelujah. Your word declares in Matthew 15:26. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Hallelujah. Galatians 3:26 and Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. And likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. These are my new gifts I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Jesus. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. We remember you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verses 13 and verse 23 says, God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt shall overtake you when I see the blood. Hallelujah. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our missteps and mistakes, our faux pas and failures. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and by the power of the Holy Ghost, and in the spirit of Elijah that's his fight, we thank you that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a nil effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly, every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex. Hallelujah. We call down the fire of heaven upon every curse against us and our family, every spell and every hex in Jesus' name. Fire, 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 in Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Now we thank you, Lord, for the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ that covers, hallelujah, unties, severs, hallelujah, breaks, undoes, hallelujah, reverses, eliminates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes a null effect, decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name, singing glory to his name, precious name. Glory to his name, precious name. There to my heart was the blood applied. Glory to his name. We thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on today. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. We remember you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Father God, we thank you now for our family daily confession. Hallelujah. We decree and declare, according to Job 22:28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. Hallelujah. We speak for every man, woman, boy, girl in our family and our extended family according to those scriptures. Hallelujah. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name, a lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We're kingdom citizens. We're fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to the ministry of health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now unto him who's able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Jude 1, verses 24 and 25. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Pastor Peaches, hallelujah. I'm going to need you to answer another question for me. I love asking questions of you because you always come up with the answer. It's just amazing. Isn't it amazing? Mm-hmm. You know, you would be an A student if you were still in school because you had all the answers.
Oh, really?
Yes. The question is, who's Holly Duty? Your mama. Oh, no, you didn't. Go there. No, what time is it, Pastor Peach?
Time for the word.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going to have a long talk with you after the service. Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I tell you. Yeah, yes, we do have fun serving the Lord, y'all. I hope y'all don't mind us having fun serving God. It's a good thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. We thank you that the ground it shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, we don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but we seize it with every ounce of strength we have. Use us for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit, oh God. Hallelujah. And Father God, give back 30, 60, 100-fold on the good seed sown tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And Father God, we thank you for spiritual authority to bind the enemy. Satan, the Lord God, we rebuke you. Hallelujah. You are under our feet. We say, get thee behind us, Satan. We curse you from the root and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. You will not steal the word that shall come forth tonight. Hallelujah. We evict you in Jesus' name. And Father God, hallelujah. You get the praise. You get all the praise. You get all the glory. You get all the glory. You get all the power. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is yours. All the power, all the glory, all the praise is yours in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to start off with something hopefully funny tonight. If you want to cross your fingers, you can do that. Hallelujah. It was these two men. This is like in the Western days, really pioneer days. One of the guys was named Daniel Boone. And the other guy was named Preacher. And he wasn't a preacher, but they just called him Preacher. And they went out to go hunting for bears. Because bear meat, they cooked bear meat. Then they made clothes out of the fur and all that kind of stuff. And tools out of the claws and stuff like that. So, you know, they did a lot of things with the bear. So they were going hunting for bears, the two of them. And they went hunting for the bear. And then they heard a bear. But he wasn't just any old bear. He was the grandfather of all bears.
Wow.
He wasn't 5 feet tall. He wasn't even 7 feet tall. This was a 10-foot tall bear. And he roared, and when he roared, the earth shook. And Daniel Boone looked at Preacher, said, Preacher, do you think we could outrun that bear? And Preacher said, look, I don't have to outrun that bear. I just have to outrun you. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the joke on today. Hallelujah. Hopefully I got a couple smiles out there. I know one of my daughters, Shelly, she's shaking her head. And she's going to call me up and say, Daddy, that wasn't funny. But anyway, that's all right. I still love her anyhow. And God loves her too. Anyway, there was a man named David. He was sent by God. He was anointed by God. He was appointed by God to be a protector, to be a trailblazer, to be a earth shaker, to be a mover, to be a ruler. Mm. And I know y'all saying, what's the trick on this one? I need to tell you, he was born 1040 BCE. BCE stands for Before Common Era. That takes the place of BC. They're trying to get Christ out of everything because BC was before Christ. So, but this is B. They changed it to BCE. So he was born 1040 BCE, and he died 970 BCE. You know, because before then the numbers went down. Before the Common Era, the numbers went down. Mm-hmm. He was 70 years old when he passed away. And I tell you, one of the things, the reason why I mention him is that he also ran into a bear. But see, he didn't run from the bear. It seems like the bear ran from him. But he caught the bear, saved the lamb, and slew that bear. By the way, that's in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 34 and 36. That's something extra. I'm talking about King David. Come on now. Yes, indeed. I got you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes, he slew the bear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, before I mention the title of today's message, Pastor Peaches, I need you to read some scriptures, if you will. Read off the scriptures. And if you're keeping notes, abbreviate the names of the books. Don't try to write the whole name out unless you are a speed writer and you can write very fast, or you were a stenographer in a courtroom or something and you can write real fast. Okay, you go ahead and do it. But if you have trouble in getting all these names down, you might want to abbreviate.
Amen.
All right, Pastor Peaches, go ahead.
1 Samuel chapter 17:5.
Mm-hmm.
Mark chapter 11, verses 23 and 24. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 2. Job chapter 22, verse 28, and St. Luke chapter 6, verse 45.
Praise God. Thank you so much. Now, you can go to that first scripture, but don't read it now. I need to share something with you before I give you the title of this message. Is that spiritual and physical reality begins or is initiated when something is in your heart and you speak it out of your mouth. That initiates spiritual reality. We can go back to Genesis 1. The world and creation was in the heart of God, but he did not stop there. Nine times, the word of God says, and God said, he spoken out of his mouth.
Amen.
He created creation by what was in his heart, and he spoke it out of his mouth, and it became so, and it was so. So you can throw that down there, Genesis chapter 1, the whole chapter 1. And then you can go to you can just highlight verse 26 and 27. Well, really 26. We were made in the image of God, in the likeness of God we were created to rule, have dominion, to dominate, have sovereignty over the earth. We were created just like God. Had it in his heart, spoke it out of his mouth. The rest is history. First scripture. Okay. Oh, before the first scripture. For just a few minutes, I'd like to share with you the subject. Miracles in your mouth. There are miracles in your mouth.
Amen.
Somebody repeat that. There are miracles.
There are miracles
in your mouth. There are miracles.
There are miracles
in my mouth.
In my mouth.
Hallelujah. Read that first scripture, please.
1 Samuel 17:45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied.
What you need to understand, you're thinking about something, that's nice. Praying about it is nice. But until you speak it out of your mouth, it hasn't done a thing. That's why, James 1:22-25, so not just to hear a word, but do it. You got to do something. Out of your mouth. This talking about Goliath. Was a, glory to God. A giant. And we all got, you got giants in your lives. A lot of you got giants in your lives. You got mountains in your life. Hallelujah. And some of you tell God about your mountains, how big your mountains are. It's time for you to tell your mountains how big your God is.
Amen.
David told Goliath how big his God. It's absurd for you to come. You came with a sword and with a shield and all this kind of stuff. But that, my God is a big God. You want to defy the great God from Mount Zion? You want to defy the God of Israel? You must be outside your mind. And if you read more of that scripture, you can go to that 17th chapter and read the whole story of David and Goliath. You'll find out, glory to God, that he told and said, look here, I'm going to cut off your head and the fowls of air are going to feed off your body. That was bold. Wasn't that bold? And see, you got to understand, David was a teenager. He probably was about 5'5", maybe 5'7", or whatever. He wasn't tall at that time. They tried to put Saul's armor on him, and it fell off him. It was too big.
Wow.
And so all he had was 5 stones. Good. 5-4 ministry gifts, and he just used one of them and slew Goliath. Then took his sword that the Goliath bragged about, took his sword and cut his head off with his own sword. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I'll read the next scripture. Read the next scripture.
11:23-24.
Read that. This is powerful. Listen to this now.
For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain.
Stop right there. Say. Not think. Not even pray. I mean, you go ahead and you can pray. You can think. But you can't stop there. Go ahead. Read the rest of that.
Be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. For I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, Believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
And two verses, say, or a form of say, appeared four times. Say, saith, saith, said, four times. You got to say something. And again, you got to stop belly aching, telling God how big your mountain is. You got to talk to your mountain and tell your mountain how big your God is.
Amen.
Come on now. The next scripture, come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory to God.
18:21. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Why do you have to say something? This is the reason. Come on now.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
You got to read that one more time because somebody's not paying attention. Go ahead, read that one more time.
Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
You better be talking good stuff, because whatever you say out your, are you talking doom and gloom and despair, singing them sad songs and stuff like that, guess what? You're going to eat the fruit thereof. There's going to be a harvest. See, that fruit, that's from a harvest. You remember the teacher, if you've been following us, you know that what you say, what you think, what you do are seeds that are planted in your life. And if you, glory to God, if you say the right stuff, you're going to get that harvest. You're going to eat the fruit thereof. But if you say the wrong stuff, you're going to eat the fruit thereof of that too. Because there's creation in your mouth. God had it in his heart. He spoke it out of his mouth. And the next thing you knew, creation was here. You made in his image. Stop walking around with your head down and crying everybody, calling everybody. You can think the cosign with you. Oh, I'm going through. Can you just pray for me? I'm going through. Can you just pray for me? Shut up and tell them, tell you what you're going through. Tell that you, how big your God is. No matter what. Yes, this has come against me, but my God, glory to God. Philippians 4:19. My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. You tell him, my God. Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Glory to God. Read some more because I'm getting kind of worked up here.
First John 4:4.
Uh-huh.
Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world.
Yes, God calls you his children, but still greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. David was a child, and he slew the favorite, the hero of the Philistines. 10 feet tall, 9 feet tall. I don't know how tall he was, but he was a tall drink of water. Knocked him out with a stone from a slingshot. And then went over, took his sword. Because David didn't have a sword, because everything kept falling off of him, because he was just, that's how small he was. He went, got his sword, and cut the Goliath's head off. You could cut that mountain's head off. You could tell that mountain where to go. That giant in your life, you can cut his head off and let the carrion birds feed on him. Glory to God. Put out your little shout. Because of who you are. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. Come on now. Read the next one.
Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper.
Stop right there. Y'all got to understand this. Why y'all shaking in your boots? Your knees are knocking one another and tears coming in out your eyes because a weakling. Look, Jesus said, I saw Satan falling like lightning. the battle was over in 1 second, probably a millisecond, kicked out of heaven with a third of the angels. His whole army got kicked out. And you shaking over the enemy. And the Bible says that you have the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions, and nothing by any means shall harm you because of who you are and whose you are. Go ahead. Give me another one.
Do you want me to finish reading the 17th verse?
Yeah. No. You have to. That's good enough.
Uh-huh.
This is this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. In Star Trek and all of them, they got these force fields. They shoot at them and things bounce off the force field. All that. You got a force field. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Look, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Means that people are going to shoot stuff at you. People are going to try to do stuff to you, but it won't be successful. Go read the next scripture.
2 Corinthians 2:14. Now, thanks be unto God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ and maketh manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place.
Everywhere you go, everything you do, if you in Christ, you're going to be a winner. You're a winner. Now, God said this. That's why, look. I said this early on in tonight's service. It's not enough that you memorize the scripture, because you can memorize the dinner you had last night, what you had for dinner, but it ain't going to nourish you for today.
Amen.
You got to get the stuff all in your system. All your senses. You got your taste, your sight, all of this. Your hear, all of that. You got to get the scripture, the word of God, all in your system, so it will bring life to you. Because hallelujah, the word of God is seed, and there will be a harvest. But see, when you approach the word of God like you're reading the Last of the Mohicans or whatever, you just reading a book, that's not going to get it in your system. But when you go approach the word of God, say, Lord, just open up your word to the Holy Spirit, just unfold this word to, and then you begin to read, say, you've just translated yourself into the language of the word, because the Holy Spirit, glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit breathes on some holy men of old to write the word of God. And when you speak their language and you receive the way they received it, I'm going to tell you, it will get all in your system, all in your pores, all in your forehead, all over you. Glory to God. You can't help but be a winner. Go ahead and read one more scripture.
Job 22:28.
See, this is what you need to. You don't need to read this, but that's let the weak say they're strong.
Mm-hmm.
The sick say that I am well. See, a lot of people get this confused. They think that when you say the sick say I am healed, I am whole, I'm healthy. So, well, aren't you lying? No, that's Romans 4:17. Call those things be not as though they ought to be. And so the bottom line is that if you say, I am not sick, that's lying. But if you can say, I am healed, with his stripes I'm healed, that's telling the truth. Because with his stripes you are healed. Glory to God. Hope you see the difference. Hallelujah. I don't have a cold. You spitting all over me and snow nose right. No, you don't say I don't have a cold, but you say I'm healed in Jesus' name. I'm healthy, I'm whole in Jesus' name. Calling those things which be not as though they were. That's scriptural. Stand on the word. Any more scriptures there?
Job 22:28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established.
You got to decree a thing, that means you say it out of your mouth. Say something. Say it. It's in your heart. Say it out of your mouth. It's in your heart. Say it. You are like God. You can create your own reality by what's in your heart and what you say out of your mouth. That's why you got to watch out what you say. What you say ought to be what Ephesians 4:29 says. Ephesians 4:29 says what's come out of us ought to be helpful. In fact, if you can you go to Ephesians 4:29 real quick? Ephesians 4:29.
Ephesians 4:29.
Yes.
Says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers.
And guess what? Let's talk about you too, because you hearing what you say. Edifying means building up. Anything else is if you talking doom, despair, and agony. You're singing that song, gloom, despair, and agony on me. Gloom, despair, and agony on me. If it wasn't for bad luck, I had no luck at all. Gloom, despair, and agony. Please, please, please. I always want to do one of James Brown. Please, 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 please. But I'm going to tell them folk talking that bad talk to go. Please go. Don't stay. Get rid of that stupid stinking thinking and stinking talking, stupid talking. He's talking gloom and despair, and God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt. Come on now. All right, glory to God. You don't believe that? Go to St. Luke 4:18. Anyway, glory to God. Any more scriptures?
St. Luke 6:45.
Go ahead, read.
Says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart his mouth speaketh.
Mm. What's in your heart done come out your mouth? Now, I suggest you put some good stuff in your heart.
Amen.
Don't you be sauteing and marinating and ruminating and meditating on negative stuff. I know life can happen to all of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Don't marinate on the bad and the ugly. Just know that, oh my God, hallelujah, is a great God. I know that my Redeemer liveth, hallelujah. And Job, when he came to his senses, said, look here, I know that, and look, what is it, the skin worms or something that eat my flesh, but yet in my flesh will I see the Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. I know my Redeemer liveth.
Hallelujah.
Because he lives in me, and he's living in you. Come on now. Act like you know. Talk like you know. Don't just. Glory to God. Oh, just be a doer of the word. Don't just come time in and time out. You're listening to the services and the sermons that we're preaching. We're right now preaching. I'm preaching stuff that gonna meet you at the point of your need. You got to hear, because I'm building precept upon precept, line upon line. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take it. Eat it. And then regurgitate it. That sounds bad, but if you're putting out the word of God, you are right. You sharing the word of God. Speak the word of God. Say it out of your mouth. You know what? In your time of getting into the word, I want to get in the word. Read it out loud, so it can get all in your system. See, not just in your sight, but in your ears, gets all over you. Read it out loud. I know if you're in the library, you might have to read it kind of lowly, but still read it out loud. Hallelujah, because it's gonna bless you. It's gonna bless you. Hallelujah. There's miracles in your mouth. Miracles in your mouth. You can decree and declare that. You can say to that mountain. Any more scriptures?
No, that was the last one.
All right, go back to Mark 11, verse 23 and 24. Come on now. Again, I say to you, stop. Stop telling God how big your mountain is. Start telling your mountain how big your God is. You heard? Do you understand the words that's coming out of my mouth? God knows you, and he knows the power that he's given to you. And he wants you to use this power to be victorious. He says, I have decreed and declared that you be victorious in every battle if you're in me. Act like you know. A lot of times we have losing battles. It's because we gave up, not because somebody beat us. We gave up because we didn't believe God's word. God said in his word, I made you the head and not the tail, above only not beneath. God said, I'm going to bless you coming and going. Deuteronomy 28. You need to understand this and then speak it out of your mind. You have the authority that God, he said, I made you in my image. You can create the life you want to live. You want to live a victorious life? You get to his word. Find it in his word. And then speak it out of your mouth. Isaiah 43:26 says, bring him in remembrance of what he said. And then you can say, God, you said. And because you said it, I'm going to speak boldly to that mountain. Get to stepping. There's the ocean. You know what to do. Go get in it in your mountain. Because my God is a great big God. He holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Miracles in your mouth. You want a miracle? Start speaking your miracle.
Mm-hmm.
You want a miracle? Start creating your miracle by speaking it out of your heart, out of your mouth. Because out of your mouth comes the issues of your heart. Speak the right stuff in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you for what our ears have heard and our hearts have felt. We thank you for talking to us. We thank you, O God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do as we go forth. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, O God, that you're blessing even now. Hallelujah. Glory. Lord, we thank you that you're blessing even this ministry now. Hallelujah. We're blessing this ministry, O God. Hallelujah. To take care. But I see this ministry blessing far and wide, financially, spiritually, emotionally, socially, physically, and again, financially. I see it with the eyes of my faith in Jesus' name. God bless you. Pastor Peaches, the floor is yours.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you'd like to call us when the broadcast goes off, the number is 410-444-5152. If you'd like to accept Jesus Christ in your heart, repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart. Save me from my sins, and I'll make you my Lord and my Savior. Hallelujah. If you've repeated that prayer, feel free to call us when the broadcast goes off to let us know that you have accepted Jesus Christ in your heart. And we'll see you on Sunday at 3 o'clock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The phone number again, 410-444-5152. If you'd like to send us a communication in the mail, address your envelope, RYMM, Post Office Box 554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
Pastor Peaches?
You can say that again because I think my music kind of drowned you out.
Sunday morning, if you like to address envelope, send us a communication in the mail. Address it RYMM, Post Office Box 24554, Baltimore, Maryland, 21214.
It's a relationship. It's a ship.
Y'all can get your step in now. You haven't gotten your step in a long time. You can get it in now.
I'm going to go Yeah.
Please leave your message for.
I'm over here. Yes, see.
And no, Peaches, I called you because I said, you know what, she might still be on the broadcast. I was calling because I had to come back home. I was on my way to your house, and I had to come back home because I had a wardrobe malfunction.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to come all the way back home. But I'll try to write out what's going on, and I'll tell you what's going on. But it's something that I feel like all was going to me. No, this is shit, what I felt.
Okay.
What, you know, okay. You're dealing with me about, and just get your honest opinion. It's just about your honest take on it. You know, it, like I said, you know, when I call, and you say, oh, well, I'm tired of this, and that, I will respect all that. But right now, you know, it's been a challenge for me to, like, kind of find the right person to deal with some of the things that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, you know, how they say things are said to a broadly natural. So I just put it out there, what I think, what I thought, and then you just tell me what you think and feel, and then I go from there.
Okay, huh.
I had to come back home.
How you talk to your sister?
He has a meeting Tuesday over at the nursing home ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ooh, I want to be there.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
She wasn't satisfied today.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I asked why Tuesday, because Tuesday, that's when their team meeting. But you said that the garden seemed like, it just seemed like it was just one of those things. Like, it was when she said about the father being ashamed. Like, yeah, they're supposed to be a full time for that. And so, we're supposed to check her for
that.
Everything she said, but they were supposed to do it. My mother once in her room, and my sister seen her mother once in her room. And the time that I took my mother, She ate. You know, I was in there like a 3-hour time.
Mm-hmm.
My mother ate. And I don't even know if that was the same day that my sister went to die. I think it was, because I think my sister went to me. So either way, I put it out month before then. My sister said she's been here at other times. Like in her room, whatever, so she said. About mother's stop.
Mm-hmm.
But they say, driving in her truck, that like she got ready. So she wouldn't know who you would be. What doctor?
Mm-hmm.
A doctor removed it. Because when she was upstairs, she was diabetic. She came in that building being diabetic. And the PA that she used to have before they changed her insurance to medical assistance, it's one of you know. So I used to, because I know that she has a different PA. Because my mother's leg hurt, when they went in one day, I said, excuse me. And they turned around and said, hi. I said, has anybody told you about my leg? My mother's leg hurt. She said, oh, I'm not that mother's doctor anymore because of her insurance. Like, oh, I don't know, okay. But, so I guess my sister knew that, but I just, you know, my sister sent it to her teen weeks. I had to pass the honor. Be a teen week. So, yeah. Yeah, so I guess my sister already knew that, but I didn't know. So, yeah. Yeah, so my sister wanted to know if we decided to remove her as being diabetic. Who gave that person, you know, who did that? And, you know, who did that, you know? So, who, why, where, and all that other stuff. So on the way out, the door, she stopped at the office. She stopped. At the desk to the girl that was at the door, at the main girl that was still there. And told the girl that she wanted to make an appointment. Yeah. Ministry. And she went around to the ministry the second time. So why? She wanted to know to bring somebody mission to remove my mother from being diabetic. And I don't know how long it's been, but at least that they ask us to come in and make sure that she eats. So she's in here eating. And they increased her, whatever that drink is, and then since we've been gone, we don't know how much more they have increased up, but he collapses they take her to the hospital, then we could say her sugar over 500. She said, a man say, what?
Who was that?
Huh?
Who said that?
The minister.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Come on, man. So it's like, just that many. So it's like, how many, so how many foods has she got a hand on?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, right? How many foods that she actually gets a hand on? While she was there. And sometimes, I've been there when they've given her a room. But they say, well, your mother's boost is a little bit stronger. But it don't matter. She's already had two.
When they say stronger, what do they mean?
My mother's boost is more sugar.
And it shouldn't be.
Right. Well, how she has more sugar, it's more everything. Right? But I know what my mother's container of boost looked like.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I came in. My mother's had boots with that lady's grandmother, Gloria. Gloria.
I'm thinking they got something mixed up.
Who says her name on it? You know, one of the containers?
Yeah.
Comes from the kitchen?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That has her name on it.
Yeah. But she said that you have seen your mother's boots with the lady's name on it.
Because what they do is, if my mother's thirsty or whatever, you know, or if my mother do they want, do she want it? You know, they ask her, do she want it? My mother loves those things. Mm-hmm.
But they're the ones supposed to give what she...
So my mother will get drink hers. She don't need nobody. She don't need any more. Because she's already had two. She already had her two.
And if the stuff is real sweet, she don't need that. She don't need no super boost. Or extra sweet boost, or whatever.
Like
and this stuff is.
She's already had two for dinner, two for breakfast, two for lunch, right? Okay.
But then you said they were extra sweet.
Yes, they're sweet, and yeah, because they gave her that, right? Extra, yeah. So, but her roommate is not diabetic. But they give her, but my roommate, full tray, supposed to be eating, right? But then my roommate don't want that food either, so they give her one. But then they give her roommate a diet soda. Somebody help me figure that out. Okay? So our roommate does get a, our roommate gets one. That's different from my mother. For hers is a plus. And my mother's a plus.
It shouldn't be.
And I've looked at it.
If it's a plus, it's cheap. That baby, she don't need the plus.
My mother?
Right.
Yeah, well, they give it to her because they figure if she's eating nothing else, right?
Mm-hmm.
If she's eating nothing else, then they figure fine. But at first, they were just giving her one per meal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then they bumped it up to two per meal.
Mm.
Right, two per meal. So they give her, two per meal, so I won't hurt her. But then they give her two per meal, and then in the morning, they put her a medicine and regular, what do you call that? Pudding.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good sugar. Right? If they don't put her medicine in the booth. Because sometimes my mother won't even eat the pudding. Yeah? Yeah. So if she tastes the medicine in the pudding, she won't even eat the pudding. Yeah. So it depends on how much medicine she has, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I've tasted that there.
She ain't gonna eat no matter what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
If
when she was upstairs, that's when they made sure that, like, if she didn't like what she had on her tray, you know, that's when I would do her, I would start to do her menu, you know, but if she didn't like the salad and tray, at least she would get it. I would put a sandwich on her tray, and she would eat a sandwich. You know, so that means she still would eat. Yeah, and they would be trying to give up pizza and all kinds of stuff. I guess they don't have pizza anymore. But the lady downstairs said she never had a pizza. But at one time, my mother, she would have like ham and cheese or onion and cheese or tuna fish or something like that. So I guess they don't want her to have a sandwich. She just keeps giving her the same old mess. My mother would rather have a sandwich than some of this other crap. You know? But she probably would eat it versus the stuff that she don't, you know. When she says she don't eat. They come out once a week, you know. They say, oh, Miss Allen, you got a good meal. I look at it, fake crab, and she won't eat it. It's mushy. You know? It's just so mushy. My mother be like, that ain't crab meat. And they give her she even had every day on her tray, even some egg noodles, or instant mashed potatoes and gravy. My mother would rather have the mashed potatoes and gravy. She don't remember, you know, she don't remember what she had from lunch to dinner. But she would rather have the mashed potatoes and gravy because she likes that. She don't like the egg meats. Because they don't have no taste on. So we be trying to put like the butter they give us, gotta put that on there and a salt and pepper or something. You know? But they can't put a lot of stuff. Exact stuff on it. They won't eat it. That's how I put the butter on there and like mix it around or something. But my mother never put salt and pepper on her food when she's there. No. Yeah. But before, when she was there, you know, she would put salt on her food. You know? That's what I do. My people be like, let's try to put something on here and make it taste hard. And you can tell how cold your food is. If it sits right there, don't do anything. My mother was still at the hospital. They called my sister and said, asked her if they'd bring her back today. My sister said, don't bring her back today, bring her tomorrow. My sister said, oh, she got a choice? She started getting a choice. So my sister asked her, how was she? She's okay. She's not fussing. Just say, well, leave it in. She's not fussing. I'll be up to business. So she ain't fussing, leave her there. My mother always be fussing when she's at a hospital. You know, I want to go home. She ain't fussing. That's the second time she's been up there. And not fussing, and go home. So my sister, I said, yep, this is your day. But y'all left me there last night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, man, my brother stayed when my sister went home. She ain't had no medicine. I said, goodbye. I said, I said, I was like, what's the point of you here? You just think you think you're going to get in bed with her? So, my brother came last. So my brother had to go to work tonight. He actually had to go to work last night, but he took off.
Mm-hmm.
Wife had a big when he took off work. I said, have you heard from Beverly tonight? And she was like, oh, I don't know. She's not trying to call me.
Mm-hmm.
He said, have you heard from her? I said, oh, you know she's not calling me. I said, she's your friend. So, I mean, she don't call me. She don't call me with stupid stuff. Yeah, no. I said, she called you. She don't got my phone. But nothing like that. I won't be trying to be their friend when they come up to my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I laid out a long time ago. When it comes to stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She don't got my number when it comes to stuff like that. I said, oh, no. Yeah. And I live on Patterson Park. And the last time she called me was crazy stuff. When I know was I holding her husband hostage. I said, you got my phone number for that? Yeah. She don't call me, but no stupid stuff like that. So she got the wrong one. And I said, no, your husband gets to run away every time you act stupid. Yeah. That man, he's a grown man. Yeah, he's gonna leave. Yeah. And I'll let Mama stay there and rest as long as she can.
Mm-hmm.
Before they send her back. Mm-hmm. I said, maybe she'll even eat while she's there. Who knows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You never know what'll happen while she's there. Yeah, they might give her an option of what she want to eat. Maybe she'll eat, you know?
Yeah.
She might say, oh, that's hot. Can I have that?
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
Mm.
Yeah. You never know what they'll say, you know, when she gets there. She might even have something good to eat. You know? She might have night walking in and say, Miss Sarah, would you like some of this? You know? You may not know when each time she get up there what happened. I just told her make sure she take some medicine with her. That's all I wanted. I told her to make sure she take some medicine. Yeah. Remind her she's not 100% well either. She just said she just ran out the house. She always keeps her medicine in her pocketbook. But you always got to remember to keep that.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing I always keep in my book bag, whatever bag I have. always had my letter. Let me know about Monday if I can go to that meeting. I said I would like to be in that meeting. I would like to meet her team.
Yeah, well, if I couldn't listen to you, I'd be sitting, I'd be in the hall with my ear glued to the door.
That's all right. You know, I'll just be on the second floor, so I don't want to be able to. Look, I would have been through that. Yeah, that's on the second floor. It won't be in his office. Yeah. If I could, I would have been up there already. Yeah, glued to the. Yep. I was wondering how she was going to act, She already wanted to act like she lived before her to die. So I guess it's different for her to die, whether she's going out or she's dying or somebody else's hands, like doing something wrong. Because I thought I would have to call her. But she called when I was asleep. So I woke up. Because she got her own ringtone. So I already knew. Like, okay, I got you. Yeah. I thought I would, when I woke up from my nap, that she called before all that. Yeah. I hear breathing. All the way to move. Do we have to drag it on the end of the line? Yeah. So I didn't get a chance to sit as long as I thought I was. So, yeah. I'm going to leave that damn note. I didn't go to sleep. I'm laying down all day long. I'm going to put my foot up in the air. And everything else.
How are you going to stop if your foot hurting? How are you going to stop if your foot is hurting?
Oh, I can't go tomorrow. I was going to call you. I can't go tomorrow. I got to go. I had my, what you call my appointment tomorrow. My pain clinic appointment is at 12:45. Yeah. Okay, I missed that appointment. Yeah. 12:45 to 1:45 is my pain clinic appointment. And I know you want to go in the morning. Yeah. I gotta do thank you. Good old thank you. I was sitting here doing my homework for all new show on Fox. They look like what it is. Alter Ego. Just bring the first one. The final part one. I don't know who this thing is. Because it's not a person. It's not a person thing. And it looks like a some kind of, I don't know what. Look like a doll or something. I guess it's supposed to be that person's alter ego.
Yeah, are they dressed up like the masked singers?
Alter ego?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, because I saw Mad Singh, but these people they look more like a person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because Mad Singh just went off. So these look more like a person, you know? I ain't never seen this.
No, I think it's new. I saw a preview of it.
All new, all the ego from Fox.
I saw a preview of it. Ain't no like nothing I wanted to see, though.
So, Queen Dynamite. So, whoever that person's alter ego is. Yeah. Oh. So it's a girl. So it's a girl behind. It's a girl behind Dave. Oh, it is a person behind stage that's singing. Oh, okay. This person's supposed to be her own. Oh, yeah, I'm not going to be watching this. what did you do today since you've been home?
Bag up the chicken wing. Clean the kitchen, put stuff away, throw stuff away off the refrigerator. Take out the trash. I put the trash can. Actually, I do that before it get dark outside. Before the radio show, because I don't be wanting to go out there late at night. So I've been busy all day. I wanted to, before the program started, before we went on the show, I was going to go upstairs and my niece called because she needed to come over to talk. And then, I told her, well, I'll stay downstairs. So I did the program from the dining table. Then she called me and let me know she wasn't able to. She said to go back home. She was on her way and said to go back home. I was on the. For real. I've been busy all day.
All day long.
For real.
Yeah. Okay, me here trying to figure out what I was having for dinner, but I think I saw a pizza in the oven and go back in my room. Make one. I think that's what I'll do. Make me a pizza and go back and eat. And I don't want the chicken and stuff. I don't think I want that tonight. I'm like, that's already made.